Last time we started the fourth halacha, Rabbi Yeshua is mechadesh about hota b'dini adam uchay b'dini shemayim. Ha'odea edus l'chaveiro ve'ein omeyed lo is hota b'dini adam uchay b'dini shemayim. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? B'may askinan. Ilema b'beit shrei pshita daraisavu. Im lo yagi b'nas avonu. If we're talking about two people who are kovei sheidusam, so then that's a daraisa. That's the rice. It's poshut at what? It's poshut that you chayv b'din Hashemayim. Meiri pointed out, you're still not going to be chayv b'din Adam because ein kan groma, as we interpreted, ein kan garmi. There's no, you can't be mechayv in b'din Adam if he doesn't do a maisa. If he's not doing something, not saying something wrong, doing something actively wrong. Here, they're just kovei sheidusim. They're withholding testimony. So chayv b'din Adam, you certainly can't have. Rabbi Yeshua, though, is mechadish that Yechayev b'dine Shemayim. So what's the chiddush? Daraisahu. The pasuk says, "Im le'agiv nasavono." The person is kovei sheduso. He's nasavono. He has a lissa daraisa. So what's the question? Of course, Yechayev b'dine Shemayim. Of course, Yechayev b'dine Shemayim. We talked about the details of that chiyuv, the chiyuv mammon, the iser. Okay, but certainly Yechayev b'dine Shemayim. It's a daraisa. Ela b'chad. We must be talking about one eid. Eid echad is not subject to the iser im lo yagiv nasavono because he's not going to be mechayev mamon. The pasuk uses the lashon aid, which means two aidim. Stam aid in the pasuk, unless it specifies, means two aidim. What's more, the aid echad is not mechayev mamon; it's only mechayev shvua. So therefore, the iser to be kovei sheidusa doesn't apply to the aid echad. Yeah, this is the shaka v'tayr of the gemara. So comes Tosis and asks the following kasha: Pshita. Pasuk says that if it's about shtei edim, it's obvious. There's an iser im lo yagiv and asavono. It's daraisa. So in fact, Tais is the iser to be kovei sheidusa. That's only through a shvua. Through a shvua. V'shama kol ala. What does the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra say? We read this last time. V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav hu eid aro yadim lo yagiv v'na savona. V'shama kol olav, there's a shvua. Either he takes a shvua that he doesn't know eidus, or the other individual is mashbiah him. He says, I want you to take a shvua. And he either responds, amen, he's mekabel the shvua. Amen is kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. Or the Gemara in shvua says, even if he doesn't say amen, as long as he hears a shvua from someone else, and he says nothing, but he's kovish li eidus, then he's chayev a karban. So Fektais is, how do we know that the Issa of Kfishas Eidus applies without a Shvua? Our case is simply that he's Kovei Sheiduso. He doesn't want to say testimony. It doesn't sound like there's any Shvua, but from the Pasuk, it's the impression you get is that the Issa to be Kovei Sheiduso is only Eidei Shvua. V'yashlamash says, Tais Dachi Kamakra Kisha Over Al Shvuasa Bidabashim Lo Yagid Hayanosi Avon Oz Yavi Karban Shvua. Al below Shvua Nami Yikanesia Savon. Says Tosis, what's pshat in the pasuk? Veshama Kol Ola Vuedo Ro Yoda in Lo Yagid Venas Avono. That means that if he's Kovei Sheiduso with the Shvua, then he's Chayev a Karban. It's Chayev a Karban for being Kovei Sheiduso b'Shvua in a situation where the Kvishas Eidus would be Nosei Avon. Even without a shvua, right? The chi of karban is if there is a shvua with the kvishas eidus. But even if there's no shvua, there's a nosa avono for the kvishas eidus for withholding the testimony. That's how Tosis interprets the pasuk. That's pshat in the gemara. Ilema bebeit shrei daraisehi im lo yagiv nosa avono. What does that mean? It means that since there's a chi of karban for a shvua, for taking a shvua, and kvishas eidus, I'm withholding the eidus. So it sounds like there's a nasa avono, there's an issa kvishas eidus, even without the shvua. That's pshat and pasuk. That if you kovei sheiduso in a way that there will be a nasa avono, there will be an issa for the kvishas eidus, and you do it through a shvua, then there's a karban. But even if you don't do it through a shvua, there might not be any karban, but there's still an issa darais. How does Tosfos know that kvishas eidus itself is an issa even without a shvua? This is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Adkan. Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Who Mishnah in Sanhedrin? What? You gotta look up the Mishnah. Look up the Mishnah. So I gave you the Mishnah, but even if I didn't give you the Mishnah, the Maamar Kamos, you gotta do it yourself. You gotta do it yourself. trying to push you in a certain direction that you should always be looking up the Gemaras. I had a Rebbe once who said, always look up the Gemaras that Tosfos quotes. He had a very sharp way of saying this, which I will not repeat. But he said, you know, Tosfos, sometimes they quote a Gemara and they're interpreting the Gemara. He said it a little bit stronger than that. But he says, sometimes they're interpreting the Gemara. I look up the Gemara inside to see, is that really pshat in the Gemara? Maybe Tosfos has a different approach. It's a very important thing to keep in mind, because there are many Rishonim that are bringing the Gemaras. They're, you know, taking into account the Gemaras and connecting it to the sugya. So some might learn this way, and some might learn that way, and if you look up the Gemara, then you can take a stand. Before you see what Tosfos says, you take a stand on the Gemara. Sometimes you'll be mechaven to what the other Rishonim say, because you'll realize that, I don't think that's pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos said it, but when I saw the Gemara, I didn't think that that was really pshat. It's very important to look up the Gemaras inside. How you can really, really understand what Tosfos is saying. So here, Tosfos doesn't really say a chiddush. I mean, it's a good raya for the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? It's just not talking about Karban Shavua here. It's just talking about a regular Eidus. Ketzem Ayman Esa Eidim. How do we threaten the Eidim? Al Eidus Nefashis. Look, if Eidim are coming to testify about Dina Nefashis, we want to make sure it's Emes. Because that's, it's not Efshe B'Chazara, to quote Tosis on Abdallah Amabez about Mammon. Mammon is Efshe B'Chazara, and Efesh is not Efshe B'Chazara, so we got to make sure that the Eidim are telling the truth. So the Mishnah says that, you know, we tell the Eidim, this is a Dover Chomer, you know, taking someone's life is a Dover Chomer, and you're going to be punished. Like Cain was punished, and others were punished. If you're lying, you're going to be punished for it. Don't be flippant about it. Make sure you know what you're talking about. So after you have 20 lines of the Mishnah where we're ma'ayim esayidim, we're threatening them, you know, with everything that's going to happen to them if they do something wrong, so then the Mishnah ends, v'shem atomru, maybe you'll say, malonu uletzara hazos, what do we need this for? Bezdin is telling us we're going to be punished unless we're absolutely telling the truth beyond the shadow of a doubt. We got to make sure it's going to be gefarlich for us if we're not doing the right thing. So what do we need this for? Why should I get involved? I have plenty of other things I can do. Right? I can do a lot of other things. What do I have to get involved in this testimony? Zok the Mishnah, Valok Farnemar, Vuhueda, Ro Yoda, Imlo Yagid, Vinosavana. The Pasuk says that if you don't say testimony, if you kovish do so, Imlo Yagid, Vinosavana, there's an Averit for that. So don't tell me that because this is a Dover Chomer, maybe I shouldn't get involved. No, you should get involved. But if it's the truth, you should get involved. Only if it's the truth. But don't think that that you could just get off and say, you know, I'm not going to get involved, I'm not going to say Eidus. Where's the Shvuah here? Was someone Mashbiyah the Eidim? No. Right? Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, we tell the Eidim that if you're not going to say Eidus, where you're supposed to say Eidus, where you know an Eidus, Vinasavonu. There's an Issefit to do that. So says Tosis, you see clearly from the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, Vinasavonu applies even without a shvur. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Pshat in the pasuk is that if he's kovish eduso b'chai gavna, that there would be an iser, but he does it through a shvur, through the v'shama kol ola, then there's a chiyuv karban. Without the v'shama kol ola, there's still an iser in the kvisha seduso, but there's no chiyuv karban. That's how you learn the pasuk, says Tosfos. Okay. Comes the Rashba and says, what's he just talking about? How does he know that's pshat in pasuk? Maybe the Isser, maybe Vinas Avonah is only through the Shuah. Put the Pasuk all together. Right? Through the Pasuk all together. Maybe the Isser is only through the Shuah. What does the Rashba not quote? He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, interestingly enough. Right? That the Rai of Tosfos. But then again, if we didn't look up the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, we wouldn't even know what it's talking about, so it wouldn't bother us too much. But now that we look up the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it's taka pella that the Rashba doesn't quote it. Emes says the Rashi doesn't quote it because he answers, he gives pshat in Tosfos, so he doesn't need the raya. He's just saying, and where did Tosfos know this from? Right, this is the Rashi's kasha. Ein teret zemechuva ba'inai. If you have the handout, the packet, the private kovitz mefarshim that Ashir has, you can look at that packet of kovitz mefarshim. Ein teret zemechuva ba'inai. The menolei da'achik gamakra. The makshe kol kach b'pshitus daraisa namichayev. Well, the Gemara says, even Beit Shriaskina, Daraisi, Im lo yagid v'nasav, oh no. Well, what's so poshut? What, this pshat and pasuk? Okay, so Tosfos is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, but that's pshat and pasuk? How does he know? The Gemara thinks that that's pshat and pasuk. It's so poshut for the Gemara? it's a convoluted pshat, right? It's a, maybe that word is too harsh, but it's not straight. It's not a straight pshat. It's a chiddush. Why does Tosfos think it's so? Forget about Tosfos. Why did the Gemara think it's so poshut that it asked this kasha pshita daraisahi? It's not so poshut. Maybe that is pshat and poshut, but it's not poshut. Sounds like it's poshut. And the Stabra says the Rashba the Memela Shamin Allah. Rashba says, it's not just that it's reading the Gemara read the pasuk this way. It's muchach to read the pasuk this way. If you know a little bit about Karban Shvuah, you'll figure out that it's muchach to read the pasuk this way. Why? Memela Shamin Allah. Dahid b'shama kol Ola av b'shla ana amenhi. Afilu achim shlo higid ikanasiyas chait. What's the din? The din is that if the Eidim Akovish Eidusim, right? And then Shama Kol Ola, they hear a Shavua, person's mashbiah him, Mushba mi piachem. Someone says, I want you to take a Shavua that you don't know any Eidus for me. So he's Chayav Karban Shavua. What is he Chayav Karban Shavua? What does he have to do? What do the Eidim have to do to be Chayav Karban Shavua? What? Tell me exactly what they have to do. Person is mashbiah him, he says, mashbiah ni aleichem, that you don't know an Eidus. What do they do to be Chayav Karban Shavua? What? Nothing. No, that's the point. Is they don't have to say anything. They don't even have to say Amen. That's the chidsh, right? They can be chayav a carbon in this case without saying nada. They don't have to say anything. It's a chidsh in this case. They don't have to say Amen. If they're oneh Amen, then that's kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. That's like saying a shvua. But they don't have to say Amen. They can still be chayav a carbon without it. Look at the Mishnah in Shavuos. Mishnah says that even if they're not ona amen, they're still chayim. There's a nesias chayit. Even though they didn't answer amen, they didn't take a shvuah. They didn't answer amen, which is kishvuah. They just listened. So how can you say that the nesias chayit is only for taking a shvuah? They didn't do anything. It was Shevi al Tasa. Vafilu achi b'shalohi get ikanasiyas chayt. Vim isa the kishaloh shama kol ola v'kofer beidusu bebezden lekanasiyas chayt v'lochi v'asa tar lahayid. If you tell me there's no nasiyas chayt by being kovish edustam, it's only through a shavua. Loma mevi korban al shmiyas kol belvad. Why should they bring a korban? They hear a kol ola. They hear a shavua. The guy is mashpia them. But they said nothing. So why should they bring a korban? What extra did they do here? Right, they didn't say the Eidus, but they didn't take a Shavua. So what did they do wrong? What did they bring a carbon for? Otu mishaom lechaver mashbia ani alecha shetomer kain vekain shereisav lo higim mimachayv. Let's say someone says to his friend, "I'm mashbia you that you saw the following." What's he saying? That's the case, right? I'm mashbia you that you know the following. No, he's saying something not about Eidus. If Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, "I mashbia you that the sun was shining yesterday," and he says nothing, right? He doesn't say anything. Is he chayav for that? That's not an edus. That's not an edus. He's not going to be chayav just because he was mashbia him. Ukrovim she'enam meidim lo enam chayavim imei she'en beedusan klum vein chayavim lo ha'idu. Someone who's not chayav to give edus, a karov. Even if he's mashbiah him, he's not going to be chayev for that. Just because someone's mashbiah doesn't make him chayev. Right? Just because someone's mashbiah him, he's not going to be chayev. You can't be chayev karban just on the shmias kol ola b'lvad, just on the shvuah. It has to be a special case. It has to be a case where he's kovish eduso, in a situation where his edus would accomplish something. And therefore he's going to be chayev. Therefore, he's going to be chayiv if the person's mashbia him. He'll be chayiv the carbon. The afak shem ki yotze behem lohoi chayavim kol shelo anu amin. Afak sheirim ki yotze behem lohoi chayavim kol shelo anu amin. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? Well, what's the last line of the Rashba? Ksheirim are only going to be chayiv their anu amin. I thought you just said that even without anu amin. I'm not sure what that means. Zokter Rashba, the chi of carbon shvuah is even without answering amen, just for the kfishas eidus bilvad. So that's pshat in the pasuk. The shama kol ola doesn't mean that through the shvuah he'll be chayav a carbon. It's that if there is a Shavua, even either his own Shavua or Mashbia Mipi Acherim, Mushba Mipi Acherim, even if he doesn't answer Amen, then there'll be a Chiyuv Karban. So comes the Pasuk and says, Vishama Kol Olav Hu Eida Ra Oyada Lo Yagi Vinas Havana. If it's Azak Vishas Eidus, that he'd be Chayiv a Karban for. If someone is Mashbia him, even without him saying anything, so he was not a Nishba. And he's kovei sheduso on such a case. The nasavona, there's an issa for being kovei sheduso itself. That's pshat in the pasuk. That's why the Gemara thought it was so posha that if the kovei sheduso, then there's going to be an issa deraisa. So you see something remarkable from this Rashba, by the way. You see that the chiyuv shvuas edus is for what, right? The eden. Let's say the eden take a shvua. They say we don't know any edus. And they actually take a shvua mamash, or they answer amen to the guy who's mashbiyah them. What are they chayav a karban for? Shvua seidus. What are they chayav a karban for? So if you would ask me, before we saw this sugya, I would say, well, look at the psukim. Psukim say that if the person takes a shvua seidus and he lied, he's chayav a karban olav yored. We describe that karban, that if he's wealthy, he gives one type of karban, a little bit poorer, he gives another type. Poorest gives it a third type, behema, of, mincha. You know, that carbon exists for other shvuos shekin, like shvuos bitur. Are you familiar with the idea of a shvuos bitur? These are mishnayos and mesechta shvuos. A shvuos bitur means a shvua of expression. What kind of expression? Achalti, lo achalti. It's not an edus. Right? Some guy... Person has a slice of pizza that he leaves in the freezer, right? And he comes back to the dormitory, comes back to his apartment, and the pizza's gone. So he turns to his roommate, he said, "Did you eat that pizza?" He says, "Absolutely not, I didn't eat it." "I want you to swear that you didn't eat that slice of pizza." He says, "Amen, I take a shvua, shalo achalti." Shvuas bita. Let's say he's lying. He was hungry, what can I say? He was hungry after the shiur, he wanted to have a pizza, and then he was nervous that his roommate would kill him. That would be a big problem. You know, his mother would be happy if his roommate killed him. So he lied. So that's a shvuas bitur. So he's chayv a karban. If he wants to do tshuva, he's chayv a karban for shvuas bitur. Why is it chayv? What's the chayv there? What did he do wrong? Formulate it for me. Two words. What did he do wrong? Shvuas? Shvuas sheker. He lied. He took a shvua la sheker. So lechara for shvuas say this as well. What's the chayv for? In a classical case where v'shama kol ola, someone's mashbiya them, and he says, and they say amen, or they're kofatz v'nishba, they swear, they say we don't know edus for you, and then they swear. What's the chiyah for? So if you would ask me, I'd say it's for the shvua sheker. Why not? I mean, shvuas edus, shvuas pita, all these are cases of shvuas. Shvua sheker is l'chora the mechayev should be shvua sheker. Rashba is saying, you see from this halacha that mashbiya mipi acherim does not require amen. You see that the real iser over here, the real chiyuv for the karban is not for the shvua sheker. The real chiyuv for the karban is for the kfishas edus. It's just there's a shear in the kfishas edus that if he's just kovesh edus, so if he just withholds his testimony, it's an iser. If he withholds the testimony and it's also through a shvua, either he took the shvua or he's mushma mipi achem, someone else wants to be mashbia him a shvua, whether he answers amen, doesn't answer amen, but once shvua is involved, he can be chayav a carbon for them. But it's not the same as shvuas bitui, where the chayav carbon is due to the shvua sheker. By shvuas edus, it's not the shvua sheker that's the key. It's the kvishas edus. It's just, there are different shiurim in that kvishas edus. If he's stam kovash edus, so that's an issur d'oraisa. But if he's kovash edus, so through a shvua, either his own, or mushma mipi acherim, whether he answers amen, doesn't answer amen, there's going to be a chiyuv karban for the kfishas edus. The raya that the chiyuv karban is not for the shvua sheker is that if he's mushba mipi achem and he doesn't answer amen, he's also chayav a karban. In such a case, there was a kfishas edus, but there was no shvua. He didn't even answer amen. So the chiyuv couldn't be because of a shvua sheker. It's quite remarkable. This is a discussion in the Achronim. There are other dinim about shvua edus that are different from shvua bitu that they try to explain based on this yisod, that you see the mechayev by shvua edus might not necessarily be the same mechayev by shvuas bitui, to give a person a chiyuv karban. Okay, but this is pshat and pasuk. The Rashba explains Tosas a little bit more to figure out pshat and gemara. Now we get to the final part of Tosfos. Okay, let's finish up Tosfos. Says Tosfos, "V'davka bebezdin." One of the no say avon for kvisha sa'idos. Davkin bezdin. The kashomim einanu yodim lahayet shuvenam yicholim lahayet. The kemen shigit shuvenam chazim magim. If the kovash do some in bezdin, the baldin came and said, "I want you to testify for me." They said, "We don't know anything for you." Then, since Kevin Shigashim and Chosu Magid, once they said Einanu Yodin, then they can't be Chosu Magid and say, now we do know something, because it's all in Bezdin. Once they were Magid, they can't be Chosu Magid. So then, the Isser, Im Lo Yagid, kicks in, right? The Isser of Kfishas Eidus kicks in because they have no out. They can't be Chosu Magid. V'hainu Im Lo Yagid Dekro. But chutz lebezin, zok toisves, there's no isuk of kvisha seidus because they can be chosen magid chutz lebezin. The din of kevin shigit shuvan chosen magid is only in bezdin. So the iser im lo yagid, if they say ein anu yodim, the iser im lo yagid for kvisha seidus only applies in bezdin because there shuvan chosen magid. But outside of bezdin, since shuv chosen magid, then there's no iser. This is Tosfos. So Tosfos seems to understand that the Issa Kfisha Sa'edus is directly related to Kevin Shehigit Shuvan Achozer Magid. Only in a place where he can't be Chozer Magid, once he says, I don't know anything, and the case is over, the Edus is over, so then there's an Issa for being Kovash Shedusa. But outside of Bezdin, since there's no din of Kevin Shehigit Shuvan Achozer Magid, there's no Issa for Kfisha Sa'edusa either. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. So our Gemara obviously is talking bebezdin, right? Because we're discussing daraisi, pshita daraisi. He's yodea edus lachaver ve'ena meido. If it's betray askinan, it's daraisa. So what are we talking about? Says Tosfos, it has to be in bezdin. It has to be a place where the rule of kevin shigit shuvan achozer magid kicks in. That's Tosfos. The Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam disagrees. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Chelek Shoftim, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, is talking about Kevin Shigit Shuvan Achozer Magid. The Rambam says, "Klolo Shel Dovar Kol Dvarim Shiyomer Ha'Eid Acha Shenechkar Eidusam Shiyavam Echlolam Bidol Ha'Eidus Ahosavas Tanai Ba Ein Shomin Lo." We don't listen to the Eid after he finished his Eidus. It's Toch Kedei Dibor. It's Lacha Kedei Dibor, right? He can still lay it on, but la'acha kedei dibur, he can't add anything on. Can't have a hosafas tonight. Can't have a bitul eidus. That's it. It's over. We're not going to listen to him. Zok to kesev mishnah mashikosav rabbeinu kol eid shenach reidusu v'chulei einu yochel arzuba klol shodav v'chulei nira didavka kishayed bibezdin einu yochel arzuba. Avlim shalu aleidusu v'omer einu yodeya yochel arzuba lohoid. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I think what the Rambam should mean. He doesn't say he thinks that's the Rambam saying. It sounds like he's learning that. He says that which the Rambam writes, I think the following. So is he adding to the Rambam? Or is he interpreting the Rambam? It sounds like he's saying this should be pshat in the Rambam because it's so poshut, right? It's so obvious. He says the only time that we say kevin shigit shuvan achozer magid is if he's made the bezdin. He said something. He gave an edus, zman and mokum and all the details. But if he stam said eini yodea, he says I don't know. Meaning he's kovei sheduso, doesn't know the edus. Then he can be chozer magid, says the Kesef Mishnah. Then the din of kevin shigit shuvan achozer magid doesn't apply. How do I know, Zok the Kesef Mishnah? Look at the lashon, lishna, the kevin shigit shuvan achozer magid hachi daik. The lashon kevin shigit shuvan achozer magid is meduric like that. Which word of the phrase Kevin Shehigid Shuvan Achozer Magid is meduric like that? Kevin Shehigid. That means he said a Hagadas Eidus. He said something. Not that he didn't say anything. He says, I don't know. I don't know is not an Eidus. Lishna, the Kevin Shehigid Shuvan Achozer Magid, Achidayek, the Hecha, the Higid Betchila, Kloma, Sha'amar Eiduso, Eino Chozer Magid, Abakol Sha'amar She'eino Yodea, Lomikri Magid. What, so he can just change his mind? First he says, I don't know. Then he says, I do know. What, back and forth, waffling back and forth? What kind of business is this? How can we accept that? Says the Mishnah, Vim nasan amasla l'masha amar b'tchila ein yodeya nema. if he gives an excuse, he can't just say, yeah, before I didn't want to give Eidus, now I do want to give Eidus. He can't waffle back and forth. That's ridiculous, because there's a reis in what you're saying. That if he explains why he didn't want to give Eidus before, I was nervous, I was this, I was that, you know, but now I realize it's an important thing to do. He gives an excuse. So Zakta Kesef Mishnah, Kevin Shigit Shivan Achos and Magid doesn't apply in that case. Because he wasn't Magid Betchila. So if he wasn't Magid Betchila, he can say an Eidus later. He only said, I don't know. So if he says, I don't know, you can be Chozer Magid. Be Chozer Magid. And there's no problem. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. He says this within the Rambam. Wow, so this is very different than Tosfos. Tosfos learns that if the Eidim say that Ein Anu Yodim Bebezdin, then Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid does kick in. They can't be Chozer Magid. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, if they give in a Masla, they can be Chozer Magid. They can be Chozer Magid. Right? So it would seem the Isser Im Lo Yagid, according to the Kesef Mishnah, applies even if you can be Chozer Magid. Right? Because the Isser of Kfishas Eidus certainly applies in Bezdin, no question. Right? And if the Kesef Mishnah says that even if the Eidim say that Einan Yodim, they still can be Chozer Magidim, so then the Isser of Kfishas Eidus must apply even if we don't say Kevin Shigit Shivan Chozer Magid. Right? Clearly. Because the Kesef Mishnah says that Einan Yodim is not a reason that they can't be Chozer Magid, and nevertheless, obviously, the Isser Kfishas Eidus applies in Bezdin. If it doesn't apply in Bezdin, where does it apply? So it turns out that the Isser Kfishas Eidus, according to the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, is unrelated to whether you are Kovei Shebusa B'makom that Kevin Shehigit Shivan Chozer Magid. It would sound like the Isser Kfishas Eidus, according to the Kesef Mishnah, can even apply where? Can even apply where? Outside of Bezdin too, why not? Aye, but they can be Chozer Magid. So what? The Kesef Mishnah said that the Isser Kfishas Eidus applies even if you can be Chozer Magid. The two are not related to each other. The Rav wanted to be Medayek this way from the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Eidus, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Because the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to be magid eidus if you know. Whether he has an eidus lechova, an eidus leschus. As long as someone's toveya, if someone's toveya him in dini mamonis to give an eidus, there's a mitzvah to be made. Shenemar v'hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagid v'nasa avama. The Rambam invokes the pasuk. Says there's a mitzvah for an aid to be made in Bezdin. To go. So it sounds like if he doesn't go, he says, let's say, you know, the aid were asked to testify, they say, we don't want to go. Why don't we want to go? We don't know anything. Where are they saying that? Some of them are saying, chutz lebezdin. So if they say chutz lebezdin, we don't know anything. Zog the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, they're violating a mitzvah. It's a bittul mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? V'hu eid o ro yada im lo yagid v'nas avona. There's an issa to be kovei sheduso. So if a person knows an eidus, they're supposed to come to Bezdin. He didn't say v'hu shigit v'eno b'bezdin l'hoi b'dinim amnes. He says v'hu shigit v'eno. The guy is tovei him to go. B'bezdin? He didn't say b'bezdin. The Kesef Mishnah has a little bit of a different pshat of here. But the Rav wanted to say, Pashup pshat in the Rambam is that if he's Tovea him, if the Baal Din is Tovea the Eidim to come and testify, and they say, we don't know anything, we don't want to testify, we don't know anything. They violate the Issa Kfisha Seidusam, even Chutz Lebezdin. And the Chora, that's the Rambam Lashitaso, the way the Kesef Mishnah interpreted him later on. That the Rambam says that even though after denying that you know an Eidus, if two Eidim say that Einanu Yodim still, we say that they can be Chozer Magid, but the Isser, Kfishas Eidus, they're going to violate. Because Kfishas Eidus, according to the Rambam, the Isser is unrelated to Kevin Shigit, Shivan Chozer Magid. Right? If the Eidim say that Ein Adon Yodim, they can be Chozer Magid. It's not a Chozer Magid because they didn't have a Haggad in the beginning. And nevertheless, they'll violate the Isser, Kfishas Eidus. And similarly, if the kovesh do some chutz to bezdin, even though avada they could be chutz and magen and bezdin, then doesn't matter. The varlet the iser anyway. The iser to be kovesh do some. So we have a major machlokas Tosis in the Rambam. Tosis says the whole iser daraisa only applies bebezdin. Since bebezdin, the rule is kevin shigit shuvin achozu magid. So if the edim are kovesh edusim, they say that ain't any odim in bezdin, then they violate an iser, because there they can't be chozu magid. But chutz lebezdin, Taisa says there's no iser kvisha say this, because they could be chozu magid. There's no problem. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says that if they claim that ain't any odim in bezdin, they can still be chozu magid. And nevertheless, obviously, the Isser Kvisha say this applies in Bezdin, even though they can be Chozer Magid. And the Rambam from the first halacha, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, it sounds like the Isser Kvisha say this applies Chutz LeBezdin, even though Avada they can be Chozer Magid if they're only Kovesh Yedusim Chutz LeBezdin. So the truth is, we find a precedent for this machlokes in an old and a famous comment of the Ritva about the whole din of Kevin Sheigit Shuvin Chozer Magid. We're looking at this from the Shvuas Eidus angle, from the Kvishas Eidus angle. But what is the Mokar that Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid? How do I even know that? How do I know Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid? So the Gemara on the Yud Chesam Ebeis in Ksubis mentions this point, this Yesod, and the Ritva there has a whole group of Shitas, different Shitas. We'll just focus on two. The Ritva has two approaches as to what the Mokar for Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid is based on. And that machlokas, the two dais, really is what Tosis and the Rambam are disagreeing about over here. Acherim Pirshu, this is in the handout. If you want, you can look on with me. In packet 8. The first one in line is Eino. That's 7 lines down in the Ritva. Acherim Pirshu, how do I know that Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achozu Magid? That once the Eidim give testimony, they can't change. The Imtim Tzilom Achozu Magid, Lo Tintza Karban Beshvuas Ha'edus, De La'olam Achozu Magid. How do I know that Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid? Because if you could be Chozer Magid, there's no carbon for Shvuas Eidus Bichlal. Because you can always be Chozer Magid. What's the Achayim saying? That the Chi of carbon Shvuas Eidus is linked to the idea of Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid. That if you're Kovei Sheiduso, Bichahai Gavna, that you can't be Chozer Magid. Right? You're Kovei Sheiduso in a way that you can't be Chozer Magid, then there's a Chi of carbon for Shvuas Eidus. Says the Ritva, but Karvel is the Pirush Rashi's. Ain't a Chozer Magid, the Gabi Eidus Choda Hagoda Ksiva. Im lo Yagid. Rashi seems to be saying like this, that Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid is linked to the Issa Kvisha Sa'edus, linked to the Chi of Shvua Sa'edus. Velona here, says the Ritva. The Chi of Shvua Sa'edus, Ain't a well of a Misha Kaba Sheidus of Lohigit. Yazer Roy, Lechaiva Korban, Afilu Chozer Magid, Eidusa. What's he saying? Velona here, I don't think the Acherim and Rashi are right. The Chi of Shvuas Eidus Eino Ela B'Misha Kavash Eidus Avol Higid. Don't they also agree with that? The Achayim also agree. Well, what's the Ritva saying? The Ritva is saying the Chi of Shvuas Eidus is someone who's Kovash Eiduso and was not Magid. Who cares whether he can be Chozer Umagid or not? I hold, says the Ritva, even if he can be Chozer Umagid. If he was Kovash Eiduso Avol Higid, there's a Chi of Karba for Shvuas Eidus, even if he can be Chozer Umagid, what does one have to do with the other? The Achayrim hold that if he can be Chozer Magid, there's no Chi of Karban for Shvuas Eidus. Because the Chi of Karban for Shvuas Eidus is linked to the fact that you were Kovesh Eidusa. The fact that you were violated the Isser Im Lo Yagid V'Nas Avon, you violated the Isser Kvish HaSa Eidus. Right? The Chi of Karban for Shvuas Eidus is dependent on the Isser of Kvishas HaEdus. The question is, when does that Isser apply? So come the Achayim, and they say it only applies if you're Kovesh HaEdus Sola Olam. You're Kovesh HaEdus in a way that you can't be Chozer Magid. If you can be Chozer Magid, so then that's a Kvishas HaEdus temporarily. Right? You're Kovesh Yedusa now, but you can change. Zokti Acherim, the din of Kevin Shigit Shuvin Achozu Magid is derived from the Chi of Karban for Shvuas Eidus. Because the whole Chi of Karban is based on the fact that you violated the Isser of Kfishas Eidus, Im Lo Yagid V'Nas Avono. And mistama, this is what they're assuming, mistama, the isuk fisha say, this is only for kovesh yidus ala olam, in a way that you can't resurrect it, you can't fix it. So it must be kevan shehigit shivan achosamagi. Once you said that ein anu yodim, you can't change it. It must be, because if you could change it, there's no isuk fisha say this, and there wouldn't be an isuk fisha say this, there couldn't be a chiyuv karban for shvua say this either. That's how the achayim understand. It's not the ritual, what's the problem? The isuk fisha say this is not dependent on your inability to change, on your inability to be chozer umage, even if you can be chozer umage. So what? You were kovesh yedusel lizman. You were kovesh yedusel right now. You denied something now, so you violated the iser. Im lo yagid v'nasa avona. That means that if you're not going to be magid, if you are kovesh yedusel, even if it's lizman, even if it's temporarily, you violate an iser. So if you violate an iser, you can be chayav a carbon for that. It doesn't have to be linked to kevin shigishim and chozer umage. So if that's the case, we don't have a mocha for kevin shehigit shivan chosu magid. Because even if you could be chosu magid, you'd still violate the issur of being kovesh eduso. And so you'd be chayav karban for shuas edus. So how do I know kevin shehigit shivan chosu magid? Not from shuas edus. I must know it from a different mocha. Dr. Ritva. Havel hanochon de nafkul an haiperushit lo yagid medichsiv al pishnayim edim yachon dover. Alma al mashehi idu bebezdin miskayim hadavel uschus olachovel alter. Pasuk says al pishnayim edim yakom dover that based on the edus of two edim, the dover is going to be miskayim. It's going to be chal. It's got to be chal. If kiven sheiged you can be chozer magid. So then how can anything be chal? You can't paskin based on two edim because they can always change their mind. The imichol and lachzul ahoyed hechi yakom dover. How's the psak bezdin going to be chal? Dr. Ritva, what's the makar of a kevin shehigit shivan chozer magid? Not shvuas edus, because you can be chayiv karban for shvuas edus even without being kovesh edus la'ola. You could even be kovesh edus lizman, like the Rambam. The Rambam says that if the edim say in bezdin that ain anu yodim, they can be chozer magid. And if an aid says that ein yodeh chutz lebezdin, he can be chozer magid for sure. And yet the issa to be kovesh eduso applies in either one of those cases. Why? But that's not a kfishas edus la'olam. The answer is they hold that the issa of kfishas edus doesn't have to be la'olam. Even if it's lizman, it's still aser. Even if it's lizman, it's still aser. There's still an issa kfishas edus. And you'd be chayev a carbon for shvuas edus if you're kovesh edus o lizman through a shvua. So how do I know kevin shehigit shuvan chozer magid? That once there's a haggadah edus, then la'olam you can't be chozer magid? Not from shvuas edus. Because there, even if you're kovesh edus o lizman, you still could be chayev a carbon. It's from a different pasuk that al pishnayim edim yakom davar, that you have to be mekayim es hadavar through the edim. So if they could be chozer magid, you're not going to be able to be mekayim the edim, so you're not going to be able to have ipsakti. So these two approaches of the Rishonim as to what the mokah for kevin shehigit shuvan chozer magid relates directly to the machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah in terms of if the edim say that einanu yodim chutz lebezdin, einanu yodim chutz lebezdin, is there an isser of kfisha seidus? According to Tosfos, there is no isser because chutz lebezdin kevin shehigit shuvan chozer magid. Chutz lebezdin yecholim lachzur lahayid. It's only toch bezdin that kevin shigit shuvan chozer magid. And the issa kfisha sa'edus is directly linked to kevin shigit shuvan chozer magid, because the issa is only to be kovesh edusa la'olam, says Taisus. So chutz lebezdin, since you can be chozer magid, you're not being kovesh edusa la'olam. So there's no issa. There's no issa. There's no carbon shvua for denying the edus and taking the shvua. But the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, holds that no, the Issa Kfisha Seidus is unrelated to Kevin Shigit Shivan Chozer Magid. Even if you can be Chozer Magid, if as long as you're Kovesh Eduso temporarily, you will violate the Issa Kfisha Seiduso. So the Mokka for Kevin Shigit Shivan Chozer Magid can't be the Parsha of Shua Seidus. It has to be some other Mokka. That's why the Ritva had to give a different pasuk. Okay, stop here. I just want to speak a little bit halachic.